This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last week, new rules requiring government agencies and contractors to upgrade their cybersecurity protections passed in the Senate. If enacted by the full Congress, operators of critical infrastructure would also be subject to tougher anti-hacking standards. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, quote, "Cyber warfare is truly one of the dark arts specialized by Putin. Hardening computer systems requires people who are in short supply." Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that.
The good news is that the U.S. added more than a quarter of a million people to the cybersecurity workforce between 2020 and 2021. The bad news, says Claire Rosso with the nonprofit ISC Squared,
the need for cybersecurity professionals increased by 30% in 2021.
So that still leaves about 400,000 open cybersecurity jobs in the U.S., according to an ISC Squared report.
In any period of time, this is concerning. It is especially concerning now.
International business services firm Accenture currently has hundreds of openings in cybersecurity, says Ryan LaSalle, who leads the North America practice for Accenture Security.
There are more jobs out there than there are people qualified to take them.
People have traditionally come to the industry through computer science and information technology, but that narrows the pipeline too much, says LaSalle.
So we look really hard at upskilling and reskilling. How do we bring people from other adjacent areas and make them great security professionals? We love anthropologists. We love social scientists. We love criminologists.
Accenture also runs an apprenticeship program to recruit and train early career workers, many without college degrees. And the company has helped high schools create curriculums to attract young people to the profession. But expanding the pipeline will take more than just a company-by-company approach, says Max Steyer with the nonprofit Partnership for Public Service.
Much of our critical infrastructure is owned and operated by the private sector. The government, the federal government, however, has a critical role in quarterbacking the response and the preparedness.
He suggests something like the ROTC, a scholarship for service model to get people into cybersecurity. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.